101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
We need to have a little court session here. Yesterday, I presented the fact that our own Scotty the Body, our associate producer from USF, you admitted on the air that you could be a bad luck charm for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Explain.
Well, okay. I started watching the Lightning as they entered the playoffs. No, I did not watch the regular season. I heard updates and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I started watching for the playoffs. However, every time I watched them, as we've seen, they lost. And so I kind of put it together game three. I was like, is it my fault? Is it my fault because I jumped on the bandwagon
right.
that I'm bringing the bad juju to the team?
Okay.
But then I was like, that's ridiculous. That mm-hmm. can't be the case. Go Bolts, right?
Right. Well, that's what you would think. Well, some of you in the Miguel and Holly family, you were so concerned last night that even on the Hot 101.5 Instagram, we posted about the Bolts last night. And then, what's her name? Hillary said, if Scott is watching this game, someone please blindfold him like Sandra Bullock in Bird Box. Hashtag superstitious. Lexi said, Scotty, if you're watching this, please stop. And this is obviously as the Bolts lost last night.
This is ridiculous. How could me, a good old boy that goes to USF,
okay.
be bringing the bad luck to the team?
All right. Scott, we need to know, did you watch any of the Tampa Bay Lightning play last night?
Okay. Yes, but...
Guilty!
No! Give me a second, because...
Okay, explain.
I wasn't going to watch the game, but I was sitting at my desk, and my heart was aching. I was like, I need to see what's going on. And I turned on the game. It was about the end of the first period, and it was like 1-2. And as I turned it on, we went into the second period. We scored 2 goals from me watching. So if I wasn't watching, we probably wouldn't have scored. So I was like, you know what? I need to keep watching because I now brought the good juju to the team. Maybe I could be the reason why they win this game. So yes, I did end up watching the rest of the game.
You're the reason we lost.
No, it's not.
You are the reason we lost.
I'm the reason we got 2 goals.
No.
Goal 2 and 3,
you're
on
not.
Me.
No. This is how the devil works.
No, he was giving you a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then he drew you in,
mm-hmm.
and you started watching, and he pulled it away because he knew.
How was I not supposed to watch the event that all of Tampa Bay was going to be talking about?
You could have watched it in status updates on Facebook.
Exactly. You were the bad luck charm. All right.
I needed to know.
So here's what we will do. On the Hot 101.5 Instagram, we're going to put a picture of Scott up on there, all right? And then you're going to explain your situation. You're going to explain your case because I right now already have a consequence ready to go for you because you watch this. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
But because your intention was that, I'm helping when you shouldn't have even turned on the TV in the first place. But I will give you that you thought, okay, let me help. We're going to explain your situation on Instagram. And if the majority of people say you've got to live up to a consequence, we will reveal that consequence tomorrow at 8:12. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
So, no, you get a chance to plead your case. So, it's up to the Miguel and Holly family to decide if you are the reason why the Tampa Bay Lightning lost.
Come on, Tampa Bay. See the goodness in my heart?
There is none.
He is.
It's evil. It's evil. All right? So, let's post this right now on the Hot 101.5 Insta, and you get to plead your case. And then you and the Miguel and Holly family get to decide. And so, we'll tabulate all the comments and all the votes overnight and then see if you'll live up to this very horrible consequence that I have planned for you if they say so.
My goodness. Come
okay.
on.
All right. So hit up the Hot 101.5 Insta. It is 8:15. Now, if a guy sent you this text, is it a deal breaker? My friend messaged me asking if she was overreacting to a guy she's been chatting with. What would you say if you received this text before a second date? I'll read it to you in 3 songs with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.